So this is a story about a sweet little girl when she was in preschool age, little girl, 4 years old. Gorgeous little girl too. Super tiny, the perfect amount of cute little baby fat on her body. Just a perfect little girl. Blonde hair, adorable doll face. And around this time, when she was 4 years old, her mommy got a new boyfriend. And Emma was so excited because her father had been out of the picture for a while, so she really didn't know what it was like to have a father. So little Emma was desperate for a male's attention. She really liked Mom's new boyfriend. He was super sweet to her and her sister and to her mom. Emma's little sister was around two years old around that time. Then, one night, her mommy and Mom's new boyfriend say they're going to have a special model shoot. Mom's boyfriend says that she is so beautiful as a model, and they just want to show off her beauty. It made Emma feel so very special, because she had seen movies and YouTube videos of bigger girls and teenagers doing the same thing. So little Emma was super excited to be this model. It was like a game, almost like a dress-up game. Every night they would play this game, and Emma would dress up in pretty little dresses. Mom's boyfriend, Ron, would bring new dresses for her to wear, and every dress she wore was shown off. As Mommy watched on, and Mom's boyfriend was taking pictures, telling her exactly how to pose. Some nights she wore just her nightgowns, which she thought was kind of silly, but she decided that, you know, she was a model, that model nightgown, so nothing was weird about that. And then Mommy and Dad and Mommy and Mommy's boyfriend had an idea that she should start modeling bathing suits. And so Emma wore her sweet little one-piece bathing suit for this game. She thought it was kind of silly and kind of weird because she wasn't near the pool or the beach, but she still felt like such a big girl. And her little sister played along too. Emma and her sister modeled for the camera in dresses, nightgowns, bathing suits, and even she would get new clothes out of it. Like one day, Mom's boyfriend, Ron, came with a two-piece bathing suit, like a bikini, and she felt like a super big girl then. But then the game started to change a little bit. Ron asked Emma and her sister that they should take off their clothes for their modeling shoots. She thought it was kind of funny, kind of strange, and she looks over at her mother, and her mother nods, "It's okay, sweetie, you can do it." And then her mom also says that, you know, Ron just really thinks you're so, so pretty, and he just wants to see all of you. And Emma loved to feel like she was seen by Ron. She wanted Ron to like her, to love her. And so that's what really inspired her to take off those clothes. And so she took off her clothes. Mommy took off her little sister's clothes. And Ron took his own clothes off too. And Emma looked at Ron's naked adult body and got kind of shy. She kind of looked down, making glances up and seeing his big adult body, something she had never seen before. Mommy kept saying to Emma, "It's okay, sweetie, don't be shy." Because Emma had lost that confidence she had when she was wearing dresses and nightgowns and bathing suits. Mommy pointed out and made her look at Ron's pee-pee. She had never seen a penis before. She was just 4 years old. And so she studies his pee-pee and Mommy says, "Look at how hard Ron's pee-pee gets for you, sweetie." And she felt kind of proud. She didn't really know what that meant. And then she noticed, as she was naked and nude, and Ron's eyes were all over her nude little body, she looks down and sees Ron stroking his pee-pee. And she is shocked. She's shocked at what she's seeing. She hears Mommy and Ron telling her that she's a good girl, but she didn't know what to do. But Ron keeps stroking to Emma's naked body. Mom tells her that it's important that Ron gets his cummies out to her. It's super important, and she's such a good girl. Ron really, really likes your naked body. Mommy kept saying how she was so proud of her as Mommy was taking pictures of her naked body while Ron was stroking his cock to the sight of two girls, all nude. And then that first time she saw Ron spurt out cum, she loved it. She didn't know what was happening, but she saw Ron's big adult pee-pee just squirt out this white stuff. She kind of scared her. She thought it was pee at first, but she saw how Mommy reacted when it came out, how Ron made grunts and groans like he was feeling good when it came out. And that was the day that Emma learned all about, you know, a male body, and how her naked body was something that Ron wanted to see, and that Mommy was fine with her being seen. And then the next time these sweet little innocent model games turns into something else, they bring Emma and her sister into their bedroom, where Mommy and Ron, her boyfriend, are sitting there. And they say they're going to watch special videos. And so Emma gets excited. She thinks it's movie time. She settles in between her mother and Ron. And they turn on the television. And they tell her that she's watching child porn. And she's shocked. She doesn't know what she's seeing. All she knows is she sees naked bodies touching each other, little girls her age. And Ron and her mother telling her that, "Look at the good girls. They do it for daddies. Look at them. Look at them doing all these things for their daddy." Emma was confused, but she was entertained at least, watching child porn with her mother and her and mom's boyfriend. While they were watching child porn, Emma starts to feel Ron's hand touch her. It kind of shocked her because he was touching her under her nightgown, rubbing his hands all over her, gently. She kind of liked it. She felt loved by Ron. She felt like she was getting some attention, and it didn't feel, well, it felt like he was just loving on her. Because here's the thing, Emma loved attention from Ron. Emma was needing a father. And at this moment, her mother and Ron were grooming her. And Emma knew nothing. She was too dumb to know anything. And then she saw her own mother lean over and kiss and lick Ron's penis. While her and Ron watched child porn, while Ron had his hands all over Emma's body molesting her. She still was okay with this. She thought her mom looked silly, but she could see the little girls on the screen doing the same thing for their daddies. And Ron kept saying to Emma, "This is how little girls, daughters, love their fathers," which made Emma a little excited because she thought she had a daddy, finally. But then he started having her hand touch his cock. He taught Emma, a four-year-old, how to stroke his cock while watching kiddie porn on the screen. She liked this. She thought it was fun. She liked making Ron happy. She kind of liked making him come and squirt all those cummies because she knew that, for one, that was when everything was over and it made Ron happy, and that's all she wanted to do. And eventually, Ron and her mother made Emma taste his cum. It was all over her hands, and they told her, "Just put it into your mouth, take a lick." And Emma hated it. But she loved the look of satisfaction on Ron's face and mommy's face. She just wanted to make them happy. But then Ron and mommy started making little Emma suck Ron's cock during kiddie porn time. Mommy taught her exactly what to do, and Emma didn't really like the taste of adult cock. She didn't like putting his big thing in her mouth. She didn't like the way it tasted. She didn't like how it made her jaw hurt. And she really didn't find anything she liked about it, but Mommy's hands kept her head down on his cock. Ron would keep his hands on her back, keeping her secured on his cock. And Emma took it. She was stuck. She couldn't do anything but suck Ron's cock. And in her mind, she thought, this is what girls do. This is what daughters do to their dads. But she still hated it. She didn't like sucking his cock. She didn't like tasting it. She even got a little scared because one day Ron held her head in place and really fucked her the back of her throat, really reaching in deep where it made her choke and gagged. She didn't like this sucking game at all. She didn't like how it made her gag, and she didn't like how Ron used her mouth. But mommy made her do it every day because mommy, if you can't tell, was a pedophile mommy. Mommy loved having her daughter use for Ron's pleasure. And her mom was going to make sure that Ron stayed around, so she made sure that her daughter, her four-year-old daughter, was sucking her boyfriend's cock every day, no matter how much Emma begged not to. And Emma really, really didn't like when Ron came in her mouth, because that meant she had to swallow every bit in the back of her mouth. That meant she had to take all of that nasty cum in her mouth. And she really, really didn't like that. Not at all. And during this time, Ron really didn't do much with her little sister. Until one night after he had brutally raped her throat, he started molesting her little sister, 2 years old, right there in the bed while kiddie porn was playing in the background, and mommy said to watch every second of it. Emma tried to hide her face because she didn't like how Ron was touching her little baby sister so roughly. He ripped her diaper off and was putting his hands all over her body, putting it inside her holes, and she hated it because her sister was screaming and crying throughout the whole thing. She hated seeing Ron touch her sister, but a part of her was selfish and glad it wasn't her, happy that she didn't have to have Ron's cock stuffed in her little mouth, happy that Ron's hands weren't forcing themselves into her little holes. She hated, though, watching her little sister in pain. She hated every second of it. And she really, really didn't like when Ron made her little sister spread her legs while mommy held the legs down. Her own mommy held her little sister's legs wide and open while Ron took his fingers and were violently, brutally fingering her little pee-pee. She hated it. She wanted to save her sister. She wanted her sister to stop crying, but she had to watch every second of it. Mommy would yell at her if she tried to even move or even hide her head in the covers. But the whole time she kept thinking, thank God it isn't me, but please end. But then they turned to her. They put her little sister in her crib in her room. And Ron puts his hands all over Emma. And not in the sweet way. This was in the really rough way that she had just watched with her little sister. In ways where he was holding her chest and like pinching her chest, her nipples, and she hated it. She begged, stop, please stop. But he wasn't going to stop. He kept touching, groping, pinching until he got down to her little child pussy. And she tried to hold her legs together because she saw what Ron did to her little sister's little pee-pee. But of course, mommy came over and held her little legs open. And then Ron dove in there with his hands. He groped her little pee-pee, and it wasn't in the sweet way that he did before. No, he was molesting Emma like a proper fucking pedophile. He was jamming his fingers into her hole. He was fingering Emma, this little four-year-old, like she was an adult. And Emma hated it. It hurt her. She kept thinking, this is where I go pee, and Ron is forcing his fingers in there. And she could feel like it was almost like ripping her little hole. She didn't even know she had a hole there. She just knew that pee came out of there, and Ron was stuffing his fingers in there, and he kept doing it. He kept doing it, and she would look up at mommy, and mommy would be smiling or kissing Ron, kissing her boyfriend. And then she saw Ron take his cock out, and she thought, no, I don't want to suck Ron's cock. I really don't want to do that. But to her surprise, he went between her legs. And it's like, all of a sudden, she knew what was going to happen. She knew that Ron's cog needed to go inside of somewhere. And she could feel the width of his cock going between her little hole, between her little lips. And she could feel it just pushing and forcing into there as she was wincing and begging him no. But Ron, when she looked up at her new daddy, she could see a look in his face that she had never seen before. He looked kind of scary. He was looking at her with such, she didn't have this vocabulary, but it was so much lust and so much primal animalistic urge, so much pedophile rage as he kept pushing into Emma's little four-year-old pussy, splitting her open really slowly until you could tell that he was losing patience. And she could hear, Emma could hear her mother say, just push inside of her, push inside of that this little bitch, give her all of your cock. And she could feel it burning between her legs. She could feel it burning like it was ripping open. And then she heard her mom say there was blood. There was a little blood, virginal blood spilled for Ron. And she was crying. It was hurting so much to take Ron's cock. Little did she know that this wasn't going to stop anytime soon, because Ron was a sick and twisted pedophile just like her own mother. And they wanted Emma to be raped. They wanted Emma to hurt for Ron's pleasure, for both of their pleasure. And her mother kept saying, this is so sexy, Emma. You're such a good girl. Take it. Take it. And her mom kept talking like she was in trouble, but she kept hearing that she was being a good girl. She had seen this in kiddie porn. She had watched other little girls take grown adult cock, and it hurt so much. She wanted it to stop. She wanted it to stop so much because it burned and it sting to feel that. She was so scared of Ron, so scared of Ron, what he was going to do. And he kept pumping inside her even faster and harder. She didn't think that it could get any worse, but it was. It felt like Ron was pushing inside of her belly. She wondered, little four-year-old Emma wondered if Ron could hurt her belly forever because he was sticking his big thing inside of her. She had no earthly idea what was going on because she's 4 years old, but she just knew she hated every second of it. She wanted to go back to when Ron was sweet and touched her sweetly and softly and gently, but no. Ron and her mother had opened the doors to where they would rape and molest these two little fuckmeats every single day as hard as they wanted. They wanted it hard. They wanted the little girls to be afraid of them. They wanted the little girls to submit and surrender to Ron's cock, and that's what they did. And then she felt it. She felt Ron explode inside of her. She felt his gooey, icky cummies inside of her, and she didn't want that inside of her little pee hole. She didn't want that at all, but she heard Ron grunt and groan on top of her, his weight of his body pushing her down to where she could barely even move. And then he flooded her inside, and she felt it was warm and gooey, but it did not feel good. It stung in those places that were burning and stinging. And then he pulls out, and she felt so relieved. His cock was outside of her. And then she watched her mother push her belly so that Ron's sperm, that's what mommy said, Ron's sperm. She wants to see Ron's sperm leak out of Emma's little pussy. And it hurt Emma so much. She was so, so sore. But she felt her little insides empty themselves with Ron's semen. And she knew that this was not going to be the kind of game she wanted to play anymore. But she didn't know that this was just the beginning.